On this day of the week, in which we honor in particular the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, and the priesthood, we also have the feast of this great apostle, cousin of our Lord, the brother of St. John the Evangelist, the son of Zebedee or Alphaeus or Cleophas, depending on what tradition you follow, but they're all the same person, in St. Mary of Cleophas. And we also have the feast of the martyr St. Christopher, about whom we know very, very little. Nevertheless, it is a day in which we glory in the saints that our Lord has given to us, given to his church, for our edification and our growth. St. James was the first of the apostles to be martyred. So when he and his brother St. John said, "Yes, we can drink of the chalice," little did he know, he was the first. But first of all, he was to be the first of something else. After Pentecost, he went with a group of disciples, and they didn't travel alone. They always had a group, sometimes small, sometimes big. He went to the Iberian Peninsula, to Spain, and did not have much success. And we celebrate this every year on October the 12th. And they were getting ready to go back. They were camping by the Ebro River in the Roman encampment of Cesaro Augusta, which in modern Spanish is Zaragoza. And they were getting ready to leave, to go back. Nobody was converting. It's like today, you know, very few people are converting. And even those who are converted, you know, who knows where they are? Where are they all? This is a major, major feast. In Spain and other countries, there's a holy day of obligation. It's not just any old day. This is a very, very important apostle. Well, as they were there praying and pondering and suffering, because there's nothing worse than mental suffering, than spiritual suffering, then all of a sudden, the Blessed Mother appears, standing on a beautiful jasper pillar. And in this case, very interestingly, because this was the year 40, several years after Pentecost, she is holding the baby Jesus in her arms. And she tells them that they will succeed in converting the whole peninsula, and that her blessing and her son's blessing would rest upon the peninsula, that is Spain. Later on, it was divided also into Portugal. And of course, they have another promise from Our Lady of Fatima. But both of the promises said, as long as they believe the faith of Christ and are obedient to Christ, the faith will not abandon them. In the last day or two in Spain, there is a magnificent procession, just as big and maybe perhaps much more elaborate than the one in France, the Chartres pilgrimage. It is the pilgrimage to Our Lady of Covadonga. And of course, the people who are running the Vatican now contacted the bishop there and said the traditional mass is not allowed inside the church. They have to do something else, but they're not allowed to go inside the church to have the traditional Latin mass. Well, you know, for many, many thousands of years or hundreds of years, we didn't have beautiful churches and we still had the mass. So excuse me, who cares? Go fly a kite. And it wasn't Francis, by the way, though I'm sure he blessed it. Of course, on the other hand, the rumors are that the rumors were false, and the document, if there was a document, came to the desk of Francis, and he refused to sign it. And many dioceses already have said, we will have the traditional Latin Mass for 2 years, for 4 years, for 5 years. It was all a bunch of baloney, just to see which monsignors were the big mouths. And I could tell them all. I was there. I studied there. I worked there. all of them are big mouths. So just put them all in the dungeons underneath the St. Peter's. Either way, nothing's going to happen. And of course, I will be here until God so says. And if he says tonight, goodbye, it's time to go, goodbye, it's time to go. But it's, I don't think he will. My purgatory here is longer. But anyway, the Blessed Mother said, as long as they hold on to the faith and to the morals of the faith, but even though it's coming back, and it's all the youth, some people, in Spain, the old people have not totally lost the faith. Not like France or England or even America. But in Spain, the youth, if you look at the videos on YouTube and whatever, there are hundreds and hundreds of young priests. And they march for hours, for days, in fact, to Covadonga. Covadonga is where the Blessed Mother started the fight against the Muslims that for 700 years tormented the Catholics in Spain. And not far from there is the tomb of Saint Iago, Saint James, whom we know because the star appeared on the field and told the bishop where his body was, and there it is. It has been revealed, and it has been studied scientifically. It is indeed the body of St. James the Greater, the Apostle. And St. James the Apostle and the Blessed Mother oftentimes appeared in the battles on horseback. Now, did you know that the Blessed Mother can ride a horse? Well, she can, better than you and I. And with a sword in their hand, leading the battle against the heathens, against the infidels. So today is a very, very important day. In Spain, it is a holy day of obligation. And so today, please pray for Spain, my mother country, that we may soon come back totally to the faith, and that all the evils of the Masons and the Communists will be wiped away. In the meantime, in our own country, we need to pray for Our Lady of Covadonga, St. James the Greater, to help us to lead the battle against the wickedness of the enemy which assails us. Do not think that this is a game. Do not think that it's nothing. And of course, a lot of people do. They have so many important things to do, but not the Mass. God will take it away from them. Heed me, those people who do not go to Mass, look, where are they? Where are they? Into benediction, into the Vina, to the Infinite Prague, God will take it away from them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And thank you all for being here. And thank God, because you would not be here were it not for His graces and for the graces of the mediatrix of all graces, Our Lady, under any and all of her titles, Covadonga, Pillar, or Fatima.